because all the dignitaries, those who came, see me to not. And he advised me that you should not speak much. That is not good. It is our prayer. If you observe the rules, then after 2-3 months you will be all right. What the necessity of surgery? The last you should see it. But if you do not care this, then ultimately you have to go for surgery. And we can remain of observing all the rules, then there will be no necessity. It is our prayer. You should stop speaking. You can mentally think, mentally speak. Everything you do mentally. If you want to dance, mentally dance. Not physically. Mentally everything, at the time of seeing, at the time of dreaming dream, at that time also we perform all these things. In the dream, you do not understand. When you wake up, oh, you are moving, you are going, you are talking, everything. Not it. But actually you are not dreaming. In the dream, like that. I think today is the holy auspicious day of the advent of Lochandas Thakur. You heard the name? Lochandas Thakur.
Yes.
It is the devotional scriptural prescript that you should remember a Vaishnava always, particularly in his advent day and in his disappearance day. You should, but that we have got our own almanac to remember them and to pray for their grace and sing the glories of the Vaishnavas. Whether Krishna will be satisfied, our ultimate target is to satisfy Krishna. If you speak about the glories of a Vaishnava, then Krishna will be satisfied. And if you vilify, then you will get the reverse fruit. When I first joined this institution in Navadi Dham Parikrama and in Kol Purnima Tithi, there is one association. Now is a Chaitanya Vani Pracharani Sabha. At that time, Navadi Dham Pracharani Sabha. Navadi Dham Pracharani Sabha, the Sabha, the organization by which the glories of Navadi Dham is propagated and spread. It is called Navadi Dham Pracharani Sabha. In that Sabha, in the last meeting, our revered Vaishnavas, they are ordering some Vaishnava to sing the glories of another Vaishnava. When they heard that there is some ill will feeling between them, between these two Vaishnavas, there to deliver him from the office. Vaishnava, they used to ask, you have to speak about the glories of that person. To me, there was some sort of disturbance. You have to speak. Somebody's wife is Vaishnava and husband is also Vaishnava. There is some sort of disturbance over there. And what they used to do, you speak about your wife qualities. Wife is order. Very difficult.
A little bit.
A bit.
Quite a bit.
In this way, if we do not see our own defects, how we can rectify ourselves? A Vaishnava will be a Vaishnava when he will see qualities in others and will see his own defect. Then he will be considered as Vaishnava. Vaishnava is Paramhamsa. Paramhamsa, you know?
Swan-like.
Swan. There is water and milk mixed. But the swan has the capacity to take out the milk from the mixture of water. Other birds have got no such capacity. And all Vaishnavas are Paramhamsa amongst the swans. Vaishnava is supreme, highest swan, Paramhamsa. So when you are Paramhamsa, Vaishnava, you have to see qualities in others. There cannot be any person in this world without quality. All the conditioned souls have got qualities, also defects. Merits and demerits, both. Only demerits you will not find. And only merits you will not find. But a Vaishnava will see the qualifications of that person and will not discuss about his disqualifications. Then his mind will be pure. If you speak about the qualities, then your mind will touch the quality. If you speak about the bad qualities of any person, then your mind will be in touch with the bad quality. Not it. What benefit you get? For that reason, Vaishnava Paramhamsa, always they see their own defects. Even Haridas Thakur, when he was flogged by the persons engaged by Muslim ruler. At that time, he was submitting his prayer to Supreme Lord. Kindly please excuse them. They have got no knowledge. I am reaping the fruits of my own action. They are only instrumental. Because I heard about the vilification of Vaishnavas. So this is my punishment. And they are doing this. Kindly please forgive them. Haridas Thakur, when Supreme Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he heard about this, he wanted to appear to rescue. But when he heard the prayer of Hridayashtami. He could not repeat. To kill those things, those demon-like persons. Because Hridayashtami was praying, kindly forgive. Hridayashtami did not do anything. But he was thinking, I did many wrong things. I heard about the purification of all the Vaishnavas. I committed offense. So by the desire of Supreme Lord, these people are doing, they're harassing me, flogging me, weeping me. For my offense. Kindly please excuse me. You will find in the life history of Hridayashtami. Can we do this? We become enraged. If anybody speaks anything against me, unnecessarily. Then we shall automatically we shall reproach it. We shall speak very harsh words. There is the difference. Never Prahlad Maharaj used harsh words against anybody, against his father or anyone. In spite of being so much harassed and oppressed. You find Prahlad always very calm and serene. Why? Because they think all these things I am getting for my own evil deeds. I committed some evil deeds. I am liable to get this. When you blame others, then you become disturbed. When you blame yourself for all the defects, you will have no disturbance in your mind. I committed all these kinds of sins. So, I am fit person to get this punishment. In this way they get solace in the mind. There is a difference between thinking, when the thought of a sadhu and a non-sadhu. This is the difference. And today, Bachandas Thakur has appeared where? Appeared in the district of Vardhaman, in one village, Kogram. That Kogram is also become holy. By his birth, where a Shuddha Bhakta, a pure devotee, is born, that place also becomes holy.